Have you ever walked away from a conversation wishing you'd said something differently? That feeling of missed opportunity, of words that fell flat when they needed to soar, is universal. What makes effective communication so elusive isn't a lack of knowing what to say, it's mastering how to say it. Drawing from years as a trial lawyer, this approach isn't about personality tests or attachment styles, but practical techniques that transform everyday interactions. Picture this. A towering man slams his hand on a table during a deposition, declaring he doesn't trust you as far as he could throw you. The natural response? Defense or counterattack? But what if, instead, you got curious about this disproportionate reaction? When asked about his biggest struggle, this intimidating figure revealed he'd recently placed his mother in assisted living and felt overwhelmed by paperwork he couldn't understand. After hearing, "You're a good son," this giant broke down crying. This reveals a profound truth. The person you see isn't the person you're talking to. Like a river with an undercurrent, conversations have two layers, the visible surface and the hidden truth running below. The surface shows physical cues, while beneath flows the reality. The coworker worried about his brother's rehab, the scattered cashier concerned about affording school supplies. Winning arguments is ultimately a losing game. You might win technically, but lose something far more valuable: trust, connection, respect. Behind every harsh word lies a backstory. If you can find the discipline to discover the fear or hope underneath, that's where real communication begins. When a friend finally wants to talk after an argument, your anticipated reconciliation can quickly derail if defensive responses replace the expected apology. Such encounters often spiral into further conflict rather than resolution. The power of follow-up conversations lies in their potential for change. While first impressions count, subsequent interactions tend to be more genuine and benefit from reflection. Since conversations rarely match our mental scripts, set achievable goals like listening without defensiveness or interruption. Remember, have something to learn, not something to prove. True connection transcends mere information exchange. While modern communication methods efficiently transmit data, they often lack emotional depth. Authentic connection requires both understanding and acknowledgement. Neither works alone. You can understand someone without them knowing it, or acknowledge without understanding, but neither creates real connection. Communication typically fails due to three factors: lack of awareness, understanding, or self-assurance. Without self-awareness, we send unintended signals that create tension. Viewing situations solely through our perspective breeds disconnection. True confidence isn't about perfection or fearlessness, it's about showing grace and admitting mistakes while moving forward despite fear. Every argument has two phases: ignition, when productive becomes destructive, and cooling. During ignition, your body undergoes rapid changes, increased heart rate, dilated pupils, suppressed rational thinking, leading to regrettable reactions. Triggers are stimuli causing strong negative reactions, shaped by personality and childhood. These include physical triggers, fear of judgment, threats to identity or competence, and fear of losing relationships or status. Understanding your triggers helps recognize patterns in yourself and others. Like an approaching storm, arguments have a charged silence before eruption. This moment represents a critical point of control that most miss because they focus on controlling others rather than themselves. In conflict, breathing either accelerates or freezes, both hampering clear thinking. The solution is the conversational breath technique. Inhale through your nose for 2 seconds, take another quick inhale, then exhale twice as long. The quick scan technique involves briefly closing your eyes during an inhale to check for tension points, helping identify and release emotions before they escalate into regrettable words. In communication, controlling pace is a secret weapon. Anxiety naturally accelerates speech. Your racing heart speeds thoughts, favoring quick reactions over careful responses. This rushing causes stumbling and poor listening. But you have control. You just need to use it. A well-timed pause is your most powerful communication tool. People often avoid silence, fearing it shows weakness. But strategic silence demonstrates strength and confidence. It provides time to align responses with values, reconsider approaches, and create emotional distance between stimulus and response. Short pauses, 1 to 4 seconds, act like reading glasses, bringing emphasis and focus to words. The same phrase, delivered after a brief pause, transforms from reactive to purposeful. Even a simple, "I'm good," gains depth with 3 seconds of silence. Long pauses, 5 to 10 seconds, serve as mirrors, reflecting both thoughts and others' words back to them. When faced with hurtful comments, a long pause becomes powerful, allowing speakers to hear their own words, often leading to self-reflection. In conflicts, speaking last frequently backfires, as it usually stems from emotional reaction. A conversational frame sets boundaries around a discussion, like a picture frame enhances artwork. It defines the purpose, content, and endpoint of the conversation, preventing aimless wandering and keeping both parties aligned on the discussion's direction. Framing must occur at the conversation's start through 3 key steps. Set a direction by stating what you want to discuss, explain your desired outcome, including emotional goals, and secure their agreement with a simple, "That sound good to you?" The one-frame, one-issue approach keeps conversations focused and efficient, allowing for deeper discussion while respecting everyone's time. Complex topics can be broken into smaller, more manageable sessions. When conversations drift off track, take immediate action. If you cause the derailment, apologize specifically, acknowledge the misstep, and return to the original topic. If others derail, often a defensive tactic, calmly redirect with phrases like, "I hear your point. I need to finish the conversation we started." Defensiveness sabotages conversations through behaviors like interrupting, raising voices, personal attacks, and dismissive responses. The common thread? Using you statements that point outward when we feel threatened, revealing our fear of being wrong. This stems from fundamental attribution error. We blame others' personalities for their actions while excusing our own behavior based on circumstances. For instance, labeling someone lazy for being late rather than considering external factors. The solution starts with extending grace to others. Understanding that others' actions often aren't personal slights reduces our tendency to take offense. That rude waitress might be rushing to pick up her kids. Your manager's brief email likely isn't about you. To minimize defensiveness in others, use I statements instead of you accusations. Replace why questions with what, when, or how, and validate feelings before sharing your perspective. Building deeper relationships requires embracing difficult conversations. When we master these communication skills, we transform potential conflicts into opportunities for connection and mutual understanding.